My name's Johnny Marshall. I'm interested in gaming and I also work for the RNIB Media and Culture team. So that kind of comes under the work we do.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this is quite an exciting event for VI gamers. How do you feel being here, which, to be fair, it's like a first of its kind, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first event of its kind. And I'm very excited to be here because we've got so many important people from the games industry here. So it's great that they're here to listen to what blind and partially sighted people have to say on the panels. And we've got the breakout sessions where there'll be more in-depth discussion. So I think it'll be a very useful exercise.
And you have travelled very, very far to get here.
Yes, yeah.
All the way from, was it King's Cross?
Yeah. Well, I live in Hertfordshire, so it's into London and then all the way back out. So it was a long journey.
So what got you into, I guess, accessible gaming? What does it mean to you?
I suppose I was interested in it partly because I used to play a lot of games before I lost my sight, and then it's kind of trying to find what you could do in the gaming sphere after I lost my sight. So kind of play sort of mobile games more, but it's trying to get, I suppose, trying to take the next step and move on to try and play console games.
And do you think the industry is changing? Like, you're able to take part in some of the more mainstream games these days compared to maybe quite a few years ago?
I suppose to an extent, yes, but I think there's a big knowledge gap which needs to be overcome. So I think there are many gamers who are blind and partially sighted who perhaps don't know which games are accessible or how's best to access them. So I think there's a lot more that needs to be done in terms of communication.
So that's both for the creators of games, so gamer development companies, as well as actual visually impaired people that would like to maybe try gaming?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of game developers need to promote access features more. And I mean, the platforms like Xbox are quite good at promoting stuff like that, but I think there just needs to be a bigger drive. And I guess it's getting people who are semi-interested in gaming to come back and think, there's more I can play, I just need to know how.
So what do you think a symposium like this one can actually do for VI gaming?
It very much raises the awareness of the issues that are out there and will help to, I suppose, encourage developers to change and perhaps think differently about disability, well, I suppose disability as a whole, and in particular VI gaming features.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for speaking with RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you. It's been great speaking to you too.